But you yourself now have been away for quite a long time, and you're back here for a short stay, I understand. When you came back after being away, did you notice any great changes here in Ireland?
Oh, I did. Some disappointing ones and some excellent ones.
Yes, Miss O'Brien, we're all of us conscious of disappointing things. The problems come to all countries, and of course some particular to our own. But what about the excellent things you mentioned, things you saw?
Well, I think there's great liveliness here, actually. Certain intellectual liveliness, which, you know, I used to, perhaps I was too young, I didn't notice. But great interest in the arts, in music, I think. Rapidly developing interest in music and in painting. All very good things to be encouraged, and I think are being very much encouraged. We have these new galleries and things now, and some very good painters.
Yes, well then, one other question. Do you think that we can build a literature here that's not a highbrow literature, that would have a wide appeal, say, to combat with, say, the thriller-cum-detective type of story writing? But yet be good literature, you know.
Well, you know, I honestly couldn't tell you. I think that if anybody wants to write that sort of thing, there's an enormous market for it. And an Irish writer could do it as well as anybody else. But whether you build a special Irish market for stories, especially Irish in that genre, I don't know. Again, I don't think you have the population to make it prosperous. But I think all that the writers can do is just write the stuff and see what happens. But I think the thing is to write and just throw your work on the world and see what happens, irrespective of whether you're Irish or anybody or any other race, don't you think?
Yes, I agree with that completely.
Your special markets are any good.
Your advice is write and see, not see and write.
One of the most historic events of that period occurred in April 1949 when the Taoiseach, John A. Costello, spoke about the Republic of Ireland Act, which had come into effect at midnight.
Throughout the free and independent part of Ireland, our people have today been marking in a special manner the coming into force of the Republic of Ireland Act. By that enactment, the Irish Parliament has made it manifest beyond all doubt, dispute, or controversy that the national and international status of this country is that of an independent republic.
In India, we have always had a very warm feeling for Ireland and her people. Both India and Ireland have had a checkered history. And there is much in common in that history, and we in India have tried to learn a great deal from Ireland's experiences in the past, and we have watched with admiration many things that have happened here during the course of this checkered history. Today, I come here for a few hours to meet the leaders of this country and to renew old contacts, and I hope in the future the contacts between India and Ireland will be close and friendly.